gold.
Nonsense.
The golden god!
And he dragged you two into this nonsense?
I volunteered. And her
gold is not in her. She's a diamond.
This is another presentation of the Universal Fitness Podcast. I am your host, Mr. John Andrew, and this is my friend,
Charlie Redwood.
And this is golden fucking nonsense.
Golden nonsense.
We are here again with, I think, I don't know, what number is this for you, Yates? Like three?
Gotta be like four. Three or four?
Yeah, three and a half.
Okay,
three and
yeah,
four.
Yeah, yeah. He's,
he hopped on, with Freddie, where we were.
Oh, that's right, that's
talking
right.
With old Freddie boy.
I hate Freddie.
It was a fun episode.
Right, well, Gavin Yates, my boy Gavin Yates. Give it up for Gavin Yates. Give it up for Gavin Yates. Oh, he's fucking back. He's close. We're
Man,
supposed
so
to
that's
have
what a, that's like.
We're supposed to have another.
Yo, come on.
Another guest.
Yo, but, come on.
Oh,
we're doing
it's
it.
Hail.
He does look like one of those guys, doesn't he?
Our second guest for today.
Right, our second guest for the day, Mr. Calvin, no name.
Calvin Blank.
Yep, that's correct.
Yep. Give it up for him.
Woo! Calvin, welcome, sir.
Hailing from the good old state of Florida, he's here telling jokes. In Memphis, Tennessee.
Down there, Miami. You know, that's John's homeland.
Yeah, I heard. We talked about it a little bit.
One night only, right?
That's correct.
Damn, dude.
Well, glad we got Wait, you here, man.
So, yeah, so did y'all introduce each other?
Yeah. He was one of the first ones in.
Okay,
you
for
know
sure.
Me.
For sure.
I'm going to talk.
Yeah, I know it. I know
Especially
it.
If it's like a Nazi-looking fellow with, like, scar on
he
his
does
face.
Look like a Nazi.
How often do you get
gotta
that?
Jump on that.
How often do I get it?
Yeah.
Anytime I go to a new place.
Well, it's just,
but I did.
It's
I
just
did
the haircut.
All
it's,
the time.
It's really just the haircut.
I did get a compliment tonight. I think you were there for that. Somebody told me that I look like I sell really good cocaine.
Oh.
So I'm going to take that.
You look like Jude Law is what you look like.
Wow. I didn't even put that together, but you do kind of favor.
He looks like Jude Law.
The Aviator. Not the Aviator.
The
what, was the, what was that movie that Jude Law was in? The fucking space plane movie?
I don't know.
Can't remember.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Well,
Aviator was DiCaprio.
That's Leonardo.
Be a good Joker. Like better than Jared Leto, I think. Just a check.
Jared Leto's kind of lame as a Joker.
He sucked.
Yeah. Do you like acting?
No, I've also never seen any of those movies.
Really?
You've never seen
any of the Batmans?
Uh-uh.
You never seen fucking Dark Knight?
Nope.
Bro, you got to watch Dark
Knight.
Now,
is it because you're a Batman hater or a hater of movies in general?
Just a hater of movies.
It's because he's in the CIA.
What's your favorite movie you ever seen?
You don't.
Probably Mean Girls.
You don't sit in one spot?
I mean, that's a great movie.
It's a good one.
That is a good movie.
That'll get you late.
Mean Girls.
Yeah, that's why I say it.
Yeah, Mean Girls. That'll get you eat.
Do you see my joke book? It's a burn book.
No, I haven't seen your joke book. I really investigated you too much. I mean, I got too much shit going on to be studying you.
Well, Yates thinks you're in the CIA. Is that correct? Are you?
No,
are
dude,
you undercover?
I wish.
That's
already,
exactly what he would say.
We already got a
that's
CIA.
What he would say.
That is exactly what you would say.
We already got a CIA guy assigned to our
show. Yeah, we have another guy in our case, so it's okay. You don't need to.
Is that Freddy?
You don't need to take too many notes. You can take the night off. You can just put your pad up. You know,
I know you're
putting those jokes in there. We know
you're
it's
taking
just
notes on golden nonsense. You could throw those notes away. Okay. Patriots.
We
baby.
Got a guy on their case. He's you know he's watching us, but he's a fan, so he's letting us do our bullshit over here.
Yo, bro, we're
out
so,
here in Memphis,
we're
Tennessee.
We're so Patriots here in golden nonsense. You won't even know it, right?
Yeah.
We are actively sowing disinformation in other countries.
That's right.
Hey.
Yeah.
We're big in India.
We're big in India, dude.
Yes.
Dude, I tried to sell feet pics one time. Was not as big as you guys.
Really?
Yeah. No, I had four followers at one point.
I don't think men can sell feet pics. That's not.
Well, it wasn't
I'm sure
just
they
me.
Can.
It was,
sure they can.
It was your feet, including women's feet, or just two men feet?
It was a mix. What I would do is throw my phone down in front of people's feet.
Okay.
Pick it up, take a picture, and then put it back in my pocket.
Oh, you're a creepo
feet
guy.
I think that's a crime.
Is it a crime?
Yeah. I think that's
sexual assault. I think that
falls under the heading of revenge porn.
Yeah. I think you're up there with you're up there with the weirdos now, bro.
No, I knew that.
You've outed yourself.
Yeah,
already.
I knew that.
You know, there is sort of a thing about like, you know how we always look at women, we're like, oh man, you know, worst case scenario, you could just suck dick, right?
Yeah,
you know how
I've
we always
literally never thought that.
We
about
always
a woman.
We always kind of give ladies. They're like, well, you know, as bad as it could get for you is you could just suck dick and you'd be fine, right?
I think a lot differently.
Do you have a big female following? Because I have literally never thought that in my entire life.
I would reckon that we have some female followers.
All right, I'm gonna keep that statement.
I think it's a low percentage.
Yeah, it's probably like
Allison.
It's probably like single digits.
Yeah, single. single percent digit percentage.
I would say.
Right. It might be
less than 10%.
It might be a basis point. Yeah. To be honest with you, of percentage.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is basically, I feel like we sort of act like women have this out at any point. Like if they just wanted to whore themselves out, like they could do that,
they
right?
Can, they can.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the thing is, we could too. You would just have to go gay.
No. Yeah, you have to go gay.
Yeah.
But you can't and stay heterosexual.
Right.
I don't look at a woman's like, well, if it gets so bad, I look at women, I'm like, why are you doing anything but just sucking dick? Like, if I could just eat pussy
self-respect,
and get paid?
Well, that's right, yeah, that's
but,
a good point.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? It's not fair. The unfortunate thing about it, guys, is...
Well, you could suck dick.
That men,
I can suck dick, but I can't do what I like to do. Like, natural.
Men, we all lose a little bit of our soul once we start dabbling in those dark forces, guys.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
You know what I'm saying? And you don't want no disgruntled heterosexual man doing homosexual work.
Gay for pay? That's rough.
Yeah,
dude. You're a ticking time bomb.
You think it's going to degrade
Calvin,
your
you ever
soul?
Gone gay for pay, my dude?
No, never gone gay for pay, but I
dude,
was at a
get
gay
paid
club.
So much.
Yeah, you could make you money.
Oh, more compliments.
I mean, dude, people like you, right?
Yeah, I went to a gay club probably about a month ago.
Yeah.
And
under your own volition or were you drugged?
No. Okay. I mean, you guys ever been to a gay club?
Where?
Atlanta.
In Atlanta?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
X.
I don't know X.
Or 10.
Oh, yeah, I've been to 10.
Yeah.
X, 10. Oh, I'm sorry. I was speaking in Roman.
It's a Roman numeral.
Yeah, no, that's that intersection, right? Is that like Juniper and 10?
Like Blake's is right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's the gay center of the whole universe.
Yeah.
I went there on accident.
That's the crux of gayness.
I went there on accident, I was going there on purpose. It's my friend who's gay, he was having like a going away party. And he was like, yeah, just meet us at Blake's. It's like, all right, I'll go to the fucking gay bar since you're leaving to move to Louisville forever.
Oh, dude, I'm like, we're going to the fucking gay bar. So, we're fucking going.
So we park on Juniper and we're walking down the street and it's just packed. And I'm like, what is going on down here? He goes, oh, yeah, it's Pride weekend. I was like, I'm in the gay center of the universe on Pride weekend.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was like, bro, little warning. You could have given me a little warning. This is... Like, I'm cool with going to gay
I'm
bars.
Too attractive
this is,
to be here right
is,
now.
Let me ask
this
you.
This is aggressive.
I understand.
And
that.
I ran into my psychology professor from Georgia Tech.
Oh, good to know.
He's a homo.
He was very gay.
Oh wow, he's happy to see
he
you.
He was very gay.
He's probably happy to see you.
He's like, oh my god, Charlie. Hey. I was like, what's up, man? I gave him a hug.
Good. Good.
Give him a side hug.
Yeah, you got to blend.
Side hug. Yeah, side hug.
Yeah, you got a motherfucking
definite side hug.
Do you go pole to pole?
No. You got to keep a little bit.
How do you hug a man? if it's your brother or your family member, you hug him pole to pole.
You probably
right. You never go pole to hole as a man. You never like back hug a man. That's weird.
unless
you're suplexing him.
If I drink too much gin, like I start to check out around 6 or 7.
You have a number, okay?
Yeah.
Well, at least you know.
So I bet you ran into
so are
people
you like,
I know.
Are you pulled a hole? Are you pulled a hole at 10?
Man, I don't care. Like I'll hug anybody. I'll kiss anybody. So that night I found out I don't like dudes' tongues in my mouth.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a discovery.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Because right. I'm like, I'll kiss whoever. Like I don't give a fuck. Like okay. I'm a heathen. Like I'll drink out of a bathroom hose. But
a bathroom hose.
Yeah.
What hoses are in bathrooms?
You know, like a public bathroom.
You know. Yeah,
but a hose. What do you mean a hose in a bathroom?
You know how like they turn
John,
it on to clean
gay,
the floor?
In gay bathrooms, they have to clean. Crime scenes. So there's hoses.
The wash hose.
Yeah.
Knows about the wash hose.
Yeah, and if you need a sip, you can just go get a sip out of the
bathroom.
Out of the bathroom.
It's got a little
hose.
Hook. There's a towel. It's monogrammed.
It's very nice.
Rastafari.
It's pretty classy, I'll say.
Wow. You know what?
It's somehow the lowest class and the highest class simultaneously.
Okay, so you drank out of a bathroom hose because you're a heathen.
I mean, I'm just saying I will.
So how'd you end up tongue-kissing a man?
Were you a heathen pre the U.S. military or,
yeah.
or
yeah,
post?
Yeah, I was 100%.
Okay.
What's
okay.
the gayest thing you've ever done?
That.
Fuck a dude?
Yeah,
kiss a guy.
I kind of like snap to.
You're like, yeah, that's not it. That's
yeah,
not
exactly.
It.
I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
Did you vomit?
No.
No, you're just.
I
like,
think I tried it
okay.
again, and then I was like, yep, yep, not into this.
Well, hey, that's kind of how you figure it out, right?
I guess if it's not by default, you got to have a trial run. And he did the what?
You
fucking
can just You can just assume you're not going to like that.
He did the AOL trial run. He was like, put the disc in. I hate this.
Yeah.
Hey.
I think, is it Norm MacDonald that's got that great bit about how long you keep a dick in your mouth before you figure out you're not gay? Or is that Louis C.K.?
I don't know. But that, I mean, yeah, the premise is still the same, right?
Well, like, you know, I put
I feel
my,
like it's
I put
at
my
half
dick,
a second.
I put my dick in a dude's ass, and, you know, I never got hard. So, therefore.
You smudged it in there?
I'm not gay.
Was it your own?
I was all the way in there, and I was like, I'm still not hard.
Said all the way in there.
You got to so cram
clearly.
It up there.
Golden Nonsense does not condone any of these statements, guys. Okay? This is a good Christian.
I mean, hey, how else are you going to know?
We are actually
you guys are gayer than me. You don't know.
And
I know for
religious
sure.
Podcast.
You're what?
Where's this is a Christian podcast.
What did you say? Did you
we
say pasteurized?
Chick-fil-A.
No, Christian religious podcast.
Oh.
Yeah, if you were
pasteurized.
No, this is not a pasteurized podcast.
No, we're raw. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely raw.
Yeah, this is fuck Louis Pasteur.
We're talking
bro.
About bathroom hoses.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not.
This is
I'm not into the, I'm not into that that scientist.
Louis Pasteur.
Isn't he a Frenchman too?
Yeah, Pasteur. Come on.
I mean, fuck, dude. I'm not.
That was a
hey, what's your
taco.
Last name? Well, I'll bleep it out.
Frenchman.
Frenchman?
It is now.
Calvin Frenchman?
Yeah, I like it.
Calvin why don't you Frenchman. Put that on the fucking paper?
Because I didn't think about it until you asked
well,
me.
Well, didn't fucking think about it harder, bro.
We'll just put that down.
Fucking, what are you
yeah,
doing?
You put that down.
Use your brain.
Folks, welcome Calvin Frenchman to the show.
Right, give him a Calvin Frenchman. Give him a Calvin Frenchman. You got to at least have two names, bro.
He's not gay, as proven by the fact.
He kissed
the dude. His trial run.
He didn't enjoy.
Didn't like it.
His trial run in Atlanta
that's
at the gay club.
I mean, yeah. Dude, it's like.
It's no gayer than that.
No, like 25 years, I thought I wasn't. And then like I was like, yep, not into this.
You never fucked a woman?
No.
For 25 years?
No, I have. What?
Oh. No, you just said that.
For 25 years, I thought I was straight. And then that night, I was like. Yep.
I am straight.
Mostly positive.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You thought. You thought.
Yeah.
You didn't know.
Yeah. You got to explore every corner.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So they got gay bars
no
in Miami?
No place unchecked.
I don't know. I haven't lived there long enough.
Really?
Yeah.
You've been to 11?
No.
That's a pretty cool bar.
Is it in Miami?
Yeah.
Oh, is it the sequel to 10?
How far away is it?
You went to 10. Now you got to go to 11. 10 is a gay bar. Miami, 11 is a nightclub / strip club where there's just... Tens walking around naked, shaking their ass, but it's just a nightclub. It's not really like a strip club. It's just a nightclub
Let
that happens to have hot bitches.
I'm sorry, I gotta
dancing.
I gotta hop off 1 second.
Yeah, all right, all right. Yeah. You good?
I like that.
You should go there, man. It's like, yeah, I don't know. It's what's the other one? It's called like Space, I think. Space in Miami.
I've heard of this.
You've heard of Space?
Heard of it.
So 11 is like door, like downstairs. It's right next to Space.
I've heard of Chandelier.
Chandelier? I don't think I've been to that one. I've only been to Miami one time. I was with a girl I met on Tinder, and she took me all these places with her like her squad.
Score.
Yeah.
That's deep down
was,
the rabbit hole
she was
with
hot,
Tinder.
Man. She was hot. Yeah. She was just a
that's nice.
Sexy Colombian girl. I just met her. Went, took her out. We made out. I never had sex with her, but she took me to a strip club. We were just like making out in the strip club. And there was like a fat ass like shaking right next to me, and I'm just like making out with a girl. I was like, "This is
maybe
this
that
is
was the
sweet.
Test to see like, will he go? This guy's not for me.
Will he go to the strip club?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I was only there for a weekend, so I think she was like into me, but it was kind of just a vacation fling type thing.
Yeah, live it up.
Yeah. No, 11. I will say the drinks are like $20 a pop. And I was poor at that time, too. I was, like, broke.
How much they are? 10? Like, $3.
Yeah, like $3?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're free for you.
Yeah, they are.
Because your buddy, whoever it was.
Oh, yeah.
Who was this guy that kissed you?
There was a lot, actually.
a lot of guys.
So, you were kissing actually, dudes.
It was the New England Patriots. They were in town.
Black guy or white guy?
Gronk was there. It was Gronk.
Where are we at?
I mean,
we're going back to 10.
We kissed multiple
dudes. We're
back
at 10?
Yeah. No,
I thought we were at 11 now.
That was more than one dude.
We already went through 11. We discussed it.
Okay. Like I said, man.
So this is like Star Wars. So
I've never seen it.
So 10 is first.
Jesus Christ.
But then we got to go to 11. Then we got to go back to 10 to finish the trilogy.
We should go to 9.
We got to go to 9?
Or 8.
Shit, I'm down. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Agent Sam.
Sorry.
That's a good bar in town here. So when are you flying out?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a new open mic I've been doing on Thursdays, but you won't be here for that.
That is correct.
Yeah. That's cool. I'm glad you got to stop in. And
yeah,
hang.
Man. Like I said, I looked this up on that website, Bad Slava.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
Found it. Like I said, looked it up, and I was like, this place seems cool.
You got here nice and early, which is necessary. It's
Fat Mac warned me.
Yeah, it's very Fat Mac. Shout out to fucking Fat Mac.
Hell yeah.
A legend.
What's his show right
a
now?
A local
Black
legend.
Lodge?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, man. I don't know. So, how many different guys did you kiss?
Dude, honestly.
I kissed a dude one time. I did.
Probably like.
I've kissed guys.
Probably like just 7 or 8.
As like a joke?
As a joke?
Yeah.
I kissed one on a bet.
Yeah, probably 7.
So, which one put his tongue in your mouth?
The last one.
It would be the last one.
So give me a description if you can. What was this dude like?
We were on stage.
On stage
to
at 10.
To be honest, he was good looking. Yeah, we were on stage at 10.
Yeah.
So you gave Gay a good shot. Had
yeah,
a hot
I
mean, guy
I
tongue.
Totally, I tried.
Hey, he's young. He's in his 20s.
He's wearing a crop top.
Okay, cool. All right.
Gay, that's the gayest
so
thing.
I didn't know he was going to kiss me because I... Not that I would have cared, but I kissed his friend, and was making out with her, and then
nice.
He was like, okay, cool. My turn. I was like, okay, and then I was like,
no, I don't like
no,
that.
No, I think I'm good. I think I'm good here.
I'll go back to making out with your friend. Yeah, that sounds like a good time.
Well, let me ask you this. Fuck all that gay shit, bro. How long have you been doing comedy? How long have you been doing comedy, my man?
2 years. Two years next month.
So that's 600 plus days, yes. Right? Almost 700 days. And where did you start? In Florida?
Started in Wilmington, North Carolina.
North Carolina.
A place called Dead Crow Comedy.
I've been there.
Oh,
I've been
there.
Club. Yes,
I've
I have. I went to school in Knoxville, so that was a short drive for us to go up to that club.
Cool.
Knoxville, Tennessee?
Yeah, at UTK, the University of Tennessee in Knoxville.
How close is that to Wilmington, North Carolina?
It's Obals. Like a 2.5-3 hour drive.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. Oh. I mean, Knoxville is actually close to a lot of places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like 3 hours north of Atlanta, fucking an hour from Chattanooga.
How far is it from here?
Six hours.
Oh,
six and a half.
Yeah, but it's a straight shot, kind of. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, it's not a bad drive until you get to that other side. Until you get to the mountains.
Yeah.
Then it becomes a little jagged, but.
Yeah. Started Wilmington, North Carolina. Done stand up, Atlanta, Chicago.
Well, I guess your range is probably
wide.
Yeah,
you probably got good
because,
range.
Because you
probably met a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Travel. Where'd you perform when you were in Atlanta?
It's a place called Laughing Library.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Yeah, I was the only white dude there.
Okay.
Okay.
And it was honestly so much fun. Like,
cool.
They made fun of me all night. Everyone was super nice.
That's always fun.
This guy was like rolling a blunt and. I was like, hey, man, you mind if I get that? And he's like, oh, when I'm done rolling, like, I'll give you some. And I was like, no, you're rolling on my jokes, like on my notepad. And he was like, oh, yeah, I'm almost done.
Yeah, same like, okay, answer.
Yeah, when I'm done.
Same answer.
Yeah, same answer. Yeah, when I'm finished
it's
with
yours
this.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would really disturb my zen if I just gave you your shit back right now. Yeah. So just hold on.
I miss rolling blunts.
I don't know if you know how black dudes treat white dudes when they're strangers.
I'm a black dude. Y'all are white dudes. I think I know exactly how I treat y'all.
But you'll take an opportunity to fuck with a white dude.
If they're non scary looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
it's fun
reason,
to do. I'm not
no,
saying
no,
it's
real
bad.
Deal. Real deal. Check this out. I don't know if you know this, Charlie. I don't think I ever told you this. Well, because you're never hanging out and drinking, right?
Yeah.
But there's these two dudes in town that fucking hate me, bro. Two white
really?
Guys. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And
fuck is their problem?
Well,
losers.
I don't know what I did. I do know that there is some inciting incident.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I embarrassed one of the dudes. Right.
Mm.
But I was drunk, and I know I came out on top because the next day we were laughing about it, but I forgot who the dude was.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. So there's just two randos
two
running around.
Yeah, and then we just kind of crashed into each other. Me and my homies got the better of them, right? And it's on some like...
Not in a fight, but just like...
No. Like, they were like, we were... You know how you get chippy with somebody, and they're, you know, two dudes, and they got a little chippier, and then I think I did a little juke move and tripped one of them. Like, I did a fucking...
Oh!
I clipped them.
It got physical.
I clipped them, and I face planted or something.
That's Shakespeare right there. I'll bite my thumb at you, sir.
No, I'm telling you.
Do you bite your thumb at me?
I know I said there was an inciting incident, right?
Yeah.
And then... I could be an asshole if I'm really like dialed into it. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
You saw me at your bachelor party, right? Like, if I'm winning, I'm a fucking mean winner.
Oh, you went to Vegas too?
No,
that was my other buddy's bachelor party. We just went down to the
Alabama.
Gulf.
I was gonna say I juked a kid in Vegas.
Broke his, fell. Yeah.
And his mom was pissed.
he was a kid?
Yeah, he was like a 6-year old.
Dude,
he's in a fucking casino, and I've had more than one sip of alcohol, so of course I'm gonna play games.
Right, and you shook him up, and then now
he was done for.
But to finish this vague story, I have. I know anytime I'm out and I feel this, like this air of dread.
It's like a mythical.
No, I'm telling you,
you're being haunted.
No, I'm being hunted. I'm telling you this right now because there's this dude.
Who are these fucking guys and why do they not like me?
I can tell you. Dude,
and how are they just popping up everywhere?
Dude. If we're ever in the same space, yeah. I'll point him out to you. He's a non-assuming. He kind of looks like a taller Nate Woloshin.
Okay.
Right? Like, same type of build, but yeah. like your height.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And
I'm going to have to...
This motherfucker just does not fuck with me, dude. And I know why. I embarrassed him. Probably his gal.
A little trip.
But his gal was probably around watching or something. You know what I'm saying? Like,
If your girl sees you fall early in the relationship, it's over.
It's over.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't fall.
Yeah, dude, you fucked up his pussy. That he ain't getting no pussy no more. I'd be so mad at you.
That was careless.
It's not my
John.
Fault.
Look at Parker Dumas looking like the professor.
Look at Dumas back in the building. You're looking like Eminem, bro.
Looking like the fucking professor.
What are you doing?
He got mutant powers. Are you hooping
Parker Dumas? Probably not.
Looking like And One mixtape, that one white guy.
I thought you were dead, bro.
Looking like he's got a fresh Prince Albert.
Good job not dying, Parker Dumas.
I was just wondering about him. I was like, he's probably dead.
I thought he was dead. He lives a too extreme of a life for a young man.
The kid needs to get sober. I don't know what he's on, but he needs to get sober.
He's on everything. Life, Ritalin,
whatever comes along.
Cocaine, pussy.
Would it be cocaine that I'd sell him or no?
Probably, yeah.
Nah, bro.
Look, I don't know anything about him, right? But he stays with the nicest Jordans that he doesn't care about. And I'm like, okay, these are not fake Jordans either.
No.
So it's like, these are not Goodwill Jordans, right? These are someone bought these for him or they're hand-me-downs. Either way, he's associated or adjacent to money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He did rap poetry one night.
Calvin's got the best
spoken
cocaine.
Spoken word.
I know you got the best cocaine.
That's what I heard, yeah.
You're with the CIA. So you got that Iran-Contra
right,
cocaine.
Mr. Frenchman.
I would do his cocaine. I don't do anybody. I don't trust anybody's cocaine.
You
I would trust
his
cocaine immediately.
I've never been to Panama, no.
You've never been to Panama?
Uh-uh.
Oh, man.
Why were you there?
I'll go.
I just went for vacation.
For a mission?
CIA.
For a CIA mission.
Was it for work?
No. It was free vacation. It kind of fucking sucked. I'm too white to be in a Spanish country.
Why are you too white?
You stick out.
Like, people are trying to rob me and like force drugs
hey,
on me.
Hey, that happened to my homie.
Does he look like me?
Yes.
That's my point.
No, he's taller than I am. 6'4". Girls say he's good looking. He's a good looking white dude, right? He's a veteran, right? I think he was a fucking army dude.
Yeah.
And what's it called? Infantryman, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he said he went to Cuba recently, right? This was like last year. And he got down on some little mama. He woke up drugged, robbed, and stripped of everything. And she was like, he knew he did a good job fucking her because she left him everything. But, like, she didn't take the
non-important shit.
Right. She just took the cash and whatever.
Here's your passport.
Right. He was like, damn, okay, well, she was being nice.
At least I put the dick down.
At least I fucked her
right. At
least
I know I put the dick down. Have you ever heard of that shit called scopolamine? Scopolamine.
Is that a Zen?
Yeah.
What number of Zen is that? What are you,
peppermint six.
You're a peppermint six.
Yeah. You got a bunch in there?
Yeah,
cool. Can I get one?
Six. Can I have one as well?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is a new part of the show.
Yeah, we've done this a couple times now. Anytime someone has because look, I was instructed by you, Gavin Yates.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gavin Yates told me, he was like,
I'll do it.
Like, if you're not a Zenner, you don't want to take a six immediately.
No, you do. I encourage it.
Call me Osama Zen Lodge. William Montgomery.
It is just joys me to see people.
This is 2 weeks in a row now.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. Or no, it's not, because we didn't do it last week. But we did the week before. So this shit called scopolamine is the scariest drug I've ever heard of. It, like, it comes in a powder form. And they can just and they can
the
kind
of. I was gonna spit in you, fucking fucker.
You got this is full.
Are you guys? It's whatever. Zins?
I gotta spit, I bro. Think,
yeah.
I'm a swallow. I'm not swallowing.
Yeah, I don't
shit.
Spit them at all.
Do you swallow
fucking
them?
Waste.
Really? Is that how you're supposed to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? Isn't the salivation?
Because you're a Viking. That's why you evolved on this planet for 50 billion years. Grow a sack. Swallow it.
Sir, I'm a man. From
I don't know what kind of chemicals
country.
This shit is.
I'm a different type of Viking.
I don't know what kind of chemicals this shit is.
I'm paradise humans out there hanging out on beaches.
You came from. I'll fix it. Yeah. You came from a desolate place. This would beat everybody up.
Yeah.
My island was cool as fuck, bro. All right. Right.
All right. So listen to this.
You mean you didn't kill the weak?
No, honestly, no. We just fucking hung out with
they
the white dude that showed
pussy.
Up.
They just think he ain't pussy.
Right.
You don't gotta kill him.
You guys wanna borrow my chapstick too?
No, it's all right.
No,
it's all right.
We heard what you do at 10 and 11, so we don't want to. We don't want to fucking
you got AIDS in your mouth, bro.
Bro,
no, dude, I don't get sick.
You don't get sick?
No,
no, he has definitely AIDS.
You got those extra gay immunities,
right?
You got no. So
your gay cootie
shot. Botanicals and gin prevent you from getting sick.
Really?
Mm-hmm. What's botanicals?
I do like.
What is botanicals?
Yeah, what are you saying?
It's botanicals. Like flowers and
flowers
shit.
Flowers and shit.
But you're saying gin as do in
that.
The drink?
Yeah, like that.
So you put herbal.
No, that's
it's
how it's
made out of it.
Right, so the botanicals right. in
so
the gin.
I know you're trying to tell us about this drug, but.
I got
to
tell you guys about
this drug. Fuck your fucking story about scopolamine.
It's a powder. It's a powder. And all they have to do is blow it in your face.
Yeah.
And you will turn into literally a zombie.
Oh,
that's like that basalt shit?
So you you're just out of it.
Oh wow!
And you're like you're not out, but so you can walk around. You can like use the ATM.
You're like suggestible.
You're suggestible, and you won't.
What a task to compare that to. Like you can use the ATM on it. Like it's totally safe.
You can use the ATM. No. But like
if
no,
you
like
needed to.
You won't remember what happened.
That's how I'm.
You'll just
start
wake up the next day,
things.
And but you are capable of like. Doing anything you're told to do.
Why aren't we using
how
that?
How scary
as
the is
that,
bro?
Rape drug.
So you're not out.
So where do you
get it?
It
doesn't just knock you out.
Where do you get it?
I don't know. They were using it in Colombia on tourists.
Do we got to synthesize it? Do we got to make it?
No, we don't need to make it. That
sounds
the devil.
Lot better than roofies.
Evil
bro,
as fuck.
Bro, Golden Nonsense sponsored Scopolamine. Here now.
Guys,
here,
this podcast is brought to you by
Golden Nonsense branded Scopolamine. If you want to knock a bitch out or a dude and tell them what to do,
this is brought to you by Delta Scopolamine.
Right. We got a little bit of weed in there, too.
Delta, yeah, it's a mixture.
Delta
it's a mixture.
9.
You can vape Scopolamine. You just blow it in people's faces, and they will do whatever you tell them to
go
do.
Go to GoldenNonsensePod.com, type in Scopolamine in the search bar, and use promo code GN for 10% off.
Now, I've never been to Colombia, but is this just like a normal thing? Like people come up, blow powder in your face and you're like, oh, okay.
I think it's more like, you know,
I think you're fucking
you'll leave a strip club with a girl, you know, thinking you're getting pussy, and they'll use this shit on you, and then they'll just take you to the ATM. They'll make you take your whole savings out, and then they'll just leave you.
What a fucking joke that would be if it happened to me.
I mean,
right,
shit.
It's like, this shit's empty.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious.
Scopolamine.
You use more money's worth of scopolamine than you're
right.
getting out
and
of
she's
this.
She's like,
this
you
ATM
at least
right
owe me the scopolamine money. What do you mean? I mean,
yeah. Yeah.
You're white? You're not rich? No.
Well.
I'm from Florida.
No.
I just tan well from Florida.
I saw a story about Colombia that said that there was aliens
in the trees, yeah,
in the trees, right on these surfboards, and they would come down and they would spray you in the face with this face numbing stuff, and they would cut your face off.
What?
And there was a few people that escaped and like told, you know, and they chased some of them, shot some of them recently.
And we're talking like aliens. We're talking like,
well, they said that they were bipedal and they were riding basically this
silver
coffee
surfer
table.
It was a silver surfer.
Silver surfer.
It was a monkey.
From Fantastic Four.
He was a monkey with the silver surfer powers.
That's
with
racist.
Fucking pharmaceutical drugs.
Just a bipedal.
So,
well, I mean, look.
So people survived without their faces.
What do you call it?
People got away after being sprayed in the face with the numbing stuff, but they found people without their faces.
Say that word again. What was that word?
Bipedal.
Bipedal. Yeah,
bipedal.
I gotta ask Siri what that means later.
It means you got two pedals.
Stand up on two feet, bro.
Two pedals.
You're bipedal.
Well.
Because he thought we were.
Are you quad?
We had a smart enough podcast.
You look really
going on here.
German, and I want to sound
why,
smart.
Why aren't you smarter, bro?
Yeah. Dude, I told you I went to public school.
What did you do in the Marines?
I was a contract reservist,
recruited by the CIA.
Then I was a funeral director for a year and a half.
How does that work?
Mazel tov.
How does that work?
How's that work? So it's like...
Where were you, funeral director?
So it's Quantico. Like... So
Quantico.
You're...
Oh, he's in the FBI. He is an agent.
You're serving...
Bro, this guy is
we
a fucking
an
agent,
FBI
bro.
Service branch
no,
here.
Look, no, dude.
We
look,
see the LinkedIn
look,
post.
I'm going to tell you this right now. His sense of
are
humor...
Are you recruiting?
His sense of humor
I went
is,
to public school in Langley, Virginia. No big deal. No big deal.
In Connecticut.
I got rid of bodies in Quantico.
He dismissed those aliens pretty quick. He was like, aliens aren't fucking
real. He was a funeral director, bro. He was shaking hands between families, right?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Your son died line of duty. You should be proud.
No, I didn't do that.
Just old people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's two sections of it.
Of the Marines? Is old people, young people? What is it?
No, of the dead people.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So like the important ones and then like the just normal ones.
So this was while you were in service though? This is while you were serving?
Yeah,
okay,
this
you
was 2000.
Oh, so you're just a fucking Marine coroner. You're a killer who deal with dead bodies.
Nah, dude, I never.
He's a marine biologist.
Shut up.
All right, I hate you.
Yeah.
Please. Hey, hold on.
Hit it.
I always hit the wrong one. I gotta remember. There we go.
Hey.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. You fucked up.
Okay.
Dude, I'm zinned out, bro.
Yeah, I'm zinned out too.
I'm Delta.
And look, I'm gonna tell you this right now. The moment they question my manhood, I stopped spitting. I started just drinking the beer. It's the easiest way to get a man. You want? What's it called? What's the drug called again?
Scopolamine.
Scopolamine.
You call scopolamine? Any real man scopolamine is calling him a bitch. Bro, you're a bitch. You don't pull out your savings right
what
now.
Are you a pussy?
Right. He was like, "What? My whole savings right now?
What are you not?
You're a fucking man.
What are you not gonna? What are you not gonna suck chemicals into your stomach?
Right.
Do you guys even like
untested?
Like if right now, if I was like, go get all the money you have, would you feasibly be able to do it?
Yeah.
All my money? Yeah, I'm poor, bro.
Yeah, they.
Well, no, I'm not poor.
I mean, no,
so, like,
I mean,
we don't
not
even
poor.
Need to go to an ATM and just turn your pockets inside out.
Bro, I'll give you the notebook that I got.
I got some assets. I got some.
I don't even have assets.
Some
bro.
Non-liquid capital.
I'm liquidated, bro.
How old are you guys?
30.
I'm 32.
Oh.
We're the same age.
You guys carry cash, don't you?
I have to,
yeah.
40 bucks
shame.
On me.
How old are you?
35.
You got cash, don't you?
You see,
no, I just carry a pistol.
You see, he gets his cash whenever he needs it.
100% off coupon.
Right, he's like, hey.
I got some money on me.
Let me ask y'all, when do you, in white America, and this is Florida white America, this is Georgia white America, and
yeah.
This is Tennessee white America.
Hell
middle,
yeah.
Middle Tennessee white America,
West
right?
Tennessee.
West. I thought
yeah.
You were Murfreesboro.
No, I'm Muddy. West
that's,
Tennessee.
Oh that's, that's college. You went to Murfreesboro, right?
Right.
Right, my bad, bro. West Tennessee. Oh, yeah. You're a fucking dirtbag.
Yeah. River rat.
Yeah, dude. Fucking mountain person?
Pretty
no,
much.
No, you're not.
I'm a mud person.
A mud person?
Yeah. Hill person.
Hill person.
I'm a
hillbilly.
Mud person.
Bro, I'm a
mud person.
A mountain white is definitely way different from y'all city whites.
Absolutely.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I met him in Knoxville when I was in school there, bro, and I was like, anyway.
We
when
talk
you,
shit
when
about
you,
mountain
when you,
whites.
When you take a gun out, right, is it... Do you call it brandishing? Like, what's the terminology for taking a gun out?
Yeah,
but what do you say? When you're in Florida, you'd be like, and the motherfucker pulled the gun, or he upped the strap, or he did, like, what did he? What?
I've never been in that situation.
You never what? Had some?
No one's
I
pulled a gun on me.
You saw it. Live a nice life down there in Boca Raton, don't it, motherfucker? Down there with the old Jews on flights flying in
Ew.
And out. I know about Hialeah. I know about.
Yeah, darling, he's got a pistol.
I think you right. Say pull a gun.
You pull a gun. He pulled a gun on me.
He pulled a gun on
no,
him.
No, that's
you,
not
what
we say.
What
that's
you
what
say?
We say.
What do you say?
So if you got it on you, you're packing.
Reveal
for sure.
My weapon or something like. Is that what you want me to say?
No, I don't want
no.
You to say anything
no.
Outside of the fucking
I mean,
thing you say.
You
fucking
say,
fucker.
Now he's not in the CIA now.
Yeah.
Because you say you drew down on him.
Mm.
So it was right then. That's when he drew down
he,
on.
He's
him.
Right. He drew down on. Him.
He drew down
hey,
on
see, look,
him. Once you drew down on somebody,
my homie, my
I think that's actually like the correct terminology.
My homie's
like,
from.
I heard a cop say it one time.
Yeah, I think that's what like a shooter would say. Like somebody yeah. In the shooting. Would say. Well, you are in the shooting.
Yeah,
yeah,
you're
yeah,
a no,
competition
you're,
shooter.
Yeah, you're.
I
a,
was.
You're,
when
yeah.
You're in high school.
You're a second placement, aren't you?
A second, a runner
fucking
up, state champion,
loser,
skeet shooter, fucking
silver medal, bitch,
fucking 97 out of 100.
Oh my gosh,
that was bad.
Can't even trust you, bro, John Wick. Hey, look. Hey, look,
how much do you hate that other guy?
He hit 100.
Well, hey.
So was he Indian?
Best I could have done was tie.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'd rather him win.
Was he Indian?
Was he Indian? Indians are good at shooting.
No.
Was
no,
he
no.
Asian?
I almost think he was Asian. I don't know. He might have been Mexican or something. He was just off white.
You should have shot him.
No.
That would have gave you some more points.
I wouldn't shoot with my cousin anymore because how many misfires
you're like,
had.
Actually, there's an interesting... Scare the shit out of me. The Tennessee rule book states...
you can't fuck up
if your opponent is some kind of non-white and you shoot him...
I revealed the weapon.
Who you are the winner.
You got to give him a 10 count.
You are the state champion.
You think I'm fishing for shit out here on my own podcast? On my 103rd episode? You fucking Frenchman? You fucking reservist? Marine?
Something that I... Oh, that hurts. something that I heard earlier I want to circle back to. Did you go to college?
Yeah.
Did you go to college?
Yeah.
For what?
I studied...
Studied or graduated?
I graduated with a degree in communications.
Okay.
But I studied for the first year and a half engineering, like math and shit.
Yeah, I did engineering.
Yeah.
I'm a mechanical engineer.
What about you?
I got 2 degrees in public relations and music history.
How about you?
I had a minor in religious studies.
Well, I went to college for 6 months.
Six months?
Didn't finish?
Yeah.
Fuck no, I didn't finish.
No, I mean, you could have.
What were you studying? Some ladies. I was studying some ladies' backsides. That's what I was studying.
Some of construction management.
Construction management.
Yeah. My little brother does that.
Yeah.
Well, he graduated with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. No.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
Are you superintendent? Are you doing jobs and stuff?
No. I worked for a commercial construction company for 2 weeks.
A developer?
That's what my family does.
Oh man, we were doing some like horseshit work. Like, felt kind of bad like for the owner because he was paying me to do like. Almost nothing.
Yeah, that's what they do. He tried to give me a job doing nothing.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. I'm a maintenance man. I'm building the airport in Jackson. I'm doing dirt work, and I buy fuel and grease, and I drive, you know, pans every once in a while, and rollers and bulldozers.
Somebody needs to fucking drive asphalt. Somebody needs to drive an asphalt truck down Shelby Drive and put Drive.
Either we're gonna have
somebody needs to burn down City Hall.
We're gonna have nobody here.
Burn down City Hall. Hey, I'm saying like a couple of blocks downtown.
Gold Nazis is not. Is not
I'm sorry.
Gold Nazis is not condone violence against.
I've been recently
buildings.
Radicalized. I'm ready
Gavin
to fly
Yates,
a plane.
Gavin
Yates'
opinions are his own. And
dude, do you ever need an excavator
driver?
Fucking
get me. Yeah.
I fucking love excavators.
My brother's moving to another company right now where he's going to be getting like $3,500 a week. And I'm finna go work for him there.
Damn.
Hopefully in
that's,
public
that's
relations.
That's a lot more
or
than
something.
I make.
My dad,
that's a lot
more
than
I've ever made. Yeah.
My dad offered to rent me a Lamborghini in Vegas for my birthday.
Nice.
Talked him out of it.
What does your dad do?
He's a veterinarian.
That's cool.
Animal
that is cool.
How many siblings you got? You got any money coming to you?
Look at that. 2 vets in the family. Wow.
Oh.
Boom.
That's a deep.
Anyway, I talked him into renting me an excavator, and it was so much more fun.
So where were you fucking digging earth at?
Henderson, I think.
So you just went
like
out
right outside of Vegas.
Okay, yeah. And where? So someone just had a dirt mound? You just fucking?
No, it's a business. They can rent excavators, dig holes, fill them in.
It's like a fucking toy. It's like a toy sweet. Yard. It's a
yeah.
It's
yeah,
a toy
like
construction.
Yeah,
I was just talking about.
There's one right next to the airport that I'm building, and so we're just fucking renting whatever we need. No, a rental place for heavy machinery. They've
yeah,
got
that shit.
Like,
that shit is
I'm rows
great money, bro.
I'm gonna start an or not an OnlyFans, a GoFundMe. I'm gonna start a GoFundMe.
The OnlyFans is
so
probably a shoe-in
for
you.
People can give me an
excavator.
You could just get a job doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I want it to be mine.
Yeah, and you'd have to. You have to wake up really early to do that, probably,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
I mean, my alarm goes off at 4:15.
I can't wake up early at all.
I'll tell y'all a good hustle. I met an old man at the brewery I work at.
Yeah.
And he says that he basically created, like, real wealth for his family by buying auctioned off, like, decommissioned municipal heavy machinery or city trucks and whatever, garbage trucks, bulldozers, whatever. And then he has a connect in a few South American countries. That we'll buy them, right?
I'm
and,
sure.
And so what he does is he chops them in half. He has a mechanic, chops them in half. And then so the duty tax is not like for automobiles, but for just parts.
Right.
You know? He drops them off in whatever, say Colombia or Brazil, whatever.
And just weld the shit back together?
Weld the shit back together.
What
and
the
then,
fuck,
and then, and then and then the dude there flips it for him for 10 times what he auctioned it off for, right?
He's because just transporting
because he needs it, right? Because they need it there. And he said, dude, he put in fucking 30 grand and make 300
damn.
On each one.
That's what real men are doing. And that's he what does the real that smart shit. Men.
That's what I want to do something like that with 3 months with air conditioning equipment.
Bro, I asked him what he does a month, right? And he's like, well, numbers or how many cars or how many like vehicles I flip. I was like, just tell me the vehicles. I can do the math, right? If the average is 30, he's like, the average is not 30. It's much lower than that. But that's a really good one.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, okay. He's like, yeah, he does like 10 a month. It's easy.
Yeah.
You send a guy, you pay him 50 grand a year, best job he has ever, right? Mm-hmm. Go out to fucking small town Tennessee and find a garbage truck for the low.
Yeah.
Try to get it under 20K, please. And he go to the auctions and $5,000, $10,000. He just go in there with a credit card and swipe it and get it.
That's funny. That's about the same spread in healthcare, except, you know, people die.
That was a good auctioneer voice. Thanks, bro.
Was.
Yeah, I want to do something similar with air conditioning equipment because like old AC equipment, like you can't really sell it because of like environment. Well, yeah, the old refrigerant, but also the like efficiency standards. Like basically an AC unit is illegal that is 20 years old. So like, mm-hmm. but it's not in other countries. So we could be shipping the shit. Somebody's probably doing it,
mm-hmm.
but we should do it.
It's hard to continually chase those like industries that are not going to be around for a very long time, but it's even harder to get in the ones that are staples going to be here forever because they're dominated by the monopolies.
Yep.
So you almost got to chase those little fish or those little opportunities over and over and over again.
Well, I think you just have to be, you have to honestly like become a big fish in a small pond, and then from there you have the leverage to probably get into the monopoly games.
Nah, they're not going to let you in. It's the Rothschilds and them.
I think we don't know how business works at all. I think that's what we're demonstrating through this conversation. None of us is a businessman.
I'm a businessman, bro.
You guys own a podcast. Well, you're both comedians. That's a business in itself.
I own a festival, you know what I'm saying?
I have a production company.
Yeah,
look at you fine.
I used to be a beekeeper.
Well, that's a business.
Yeah.
You're not a real person. You're AI. You're fucking AI.
That's what my sheet said when I was on my cover.
Am I John Connor?
Calvin Frenchman.
I'm mentioning the same.
Hi, I'm Calvin Frenchman. I used to be a beekeeper.
I'm Calvin. No last name.
I'm mentioning the same what the fuck you got on stage. Because your humor, it seems, at least in conversation, is like really flat and cryptic.
Like dry.
Right?
I like that.
Oh, no. This is what I'm like on stage.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, I'll tell you this, right? Stay in the light and talk loudly because this room needs energy. Trust me.
Yeah.
Well, I can turn
crowds
it up.
Are a little different.
That's what I keep hearing.
That's what everybody says.
Yeah, that's what I keep hearing.
Yeah, dude. They're not the normal stand-up crowd. Everybody's tired and off work, and basically they're like, motherfucker, I paid my money. You better be funny.
Yeah, it's not on easy. It's on medium here, always.
In this room.
Even if it's two people.
Downstairs is a way easier room. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
It's tighter.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to do my best.
Where's your favorite club you've ever performed at?
So my favorite club is probably that one in Wilmington, Dead Crow.
I've heard it's a great club. I've heard that place.
It's easy, bro.
Super nice. Yeah, I mean, like, people come there to have fun, you know, comics and audience members.
Yeah,
I've been there. I don't even know how many times.
Next time you should try to get on the Laughing Skull open mic in Atlanta. It's a really good club.
Yeah,
that's where I started.
I think they only do it on Sundays. Like,
no, it's like 3 days.
They do it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, oh, okay.
But you have to line it up ahead of time.
Uh-huh.
So you got to email the guy ahead of time. So just if you got it on your schedule.
Yeah.
See if you can get on it because I mean it's a really good
and also mic. If you want to hit the Zanies one too, all you gotta do is
heard of that too.
Yeah, email the booker and just hit her with the line like you're a comedian.
Can we take that out of the podcast?
Yeah, we
can. We'll get rid of it.
Do a
her
clap.
Name's Lucy. It's just Lucy at Zanies.
Yeah,
yeah. I've heard of those two clubs specifically, and I've also heard it's really hard to get into.
Yeah,
it's tough. Yeah,
one of my friends lives there, and.
Stand-up comic?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Nick
Kroll. Where?
His first name's Nick.
In Nashville?
I know Atlanta. A couple. I know.
In Atlanta?
Oh, in Atlanta. Oh, I don't know.
Nick who? Nick.
LaPresti.
Nick Murphy?
No, LaPresti. No.
What is it?
Presti?
Nick LaPresti.
Oh, no. I don't know.
I don't know him either.
Yeah. He seems like, because he always posts whenever he gets a spot, he seems to be doing it a lot more irregularly.
Yeah.
A lot more irregularly?
Like he used to do it regularly, but now he does it
Irregularly. A lot more.
Because then it was irregular, and now it's a lot more regular.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Tracking?
I tracked it.
Yeah, well, he probably still knows where all the good shit is.
Yeah.
I've been up here for 3 years now, so I'm a little bit out of the...
What brought you here?
My girl got a job at the hospital up here.
Okay. So,
she's a nurse practitioner.
And what's your contribution to society?
I make hot places cold.
He's an AC guy.
Oh.
That's what I do.
Mechanical engineering, yeah.
Yeah.
He's helped this place. Shout out to the high
Yeah, I did help this place, but it's hot in here right now, isn't it? Yeah, Skinny, if you're listening, you need to buy equipment for my company.
You need to go tell them to turn on that second AC unit, bro.
Yeah, they do. Probably not on.
But
well, we're pretty much there, folks.
Yeah, go ahead and dismount us, bro.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you to our wonderful guests, Mr. Gavin Yates and Mr. Calvin
Frenchman.
And come see us at the High Tone. Come see me on Thursday nights at the Ready Room. And we will catch you next week. Vaya con Dios, everybody.
Vaya con Dios.
I'll catch you on the flip side.